Saram dear listeners and welcome back to the studios of Radio Sai to continue our Thursday live broadcast. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu. It's a lovely Thursday as you are experiencing, as I am experiencing, as everyone is experiencing, as every Sai devotee is feeling. And on every Thursday in Sai Kulwanth Hall, we'll listen to the divine voice of Bhagwan. And whenever we think of Sai bhajans, Bhagwan teaching us bhajans, Bhagwan urging us to utilize this sadhana for our benefit, I think of that bhajan, Sai bhajana vina sukha shanti nahi. And if you reflect how succinctly Swami has conveyed all that he wants us to know through that bhajan, there is nothing that can give you more bliss than thinking of the Lord, than singing the name of the Lord, than chanting His divine appellations. Sai bhajana vina sukha shanti nahi, Hari nama vina ananda nahi. That's how you go, take every line of this bhajan. And it is a treatise on how to be happy in life. And that is what this bhajan does. It just fills us with happiness. Finally, it ends with Bhagavan bina koi apna nahi. There is no one whom we can call our own except the Lord. So let's always fill ourselves with that feeling as we sing this bhajan. Life is so beautiful when you have Him as your companion, Him as your soul, Him as everything. Let us utilize the medium of bhajans to connect with this infinite love, infinite power, infinite grace. So let's begin this segment of Thursday Life where we learn to sing one bhajan. Let us start by closing our eyes and offering our salutations. Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of the embodiment of all goodness, all purity, all auspiciousness and all beauty. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we too imbibe these virtues of auspiciousness, of truth, of goodness and of purity in every thought, in every act and every deed of our lives. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we learn a bhajan where we adore Lord Sai as Sai Shiva. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva.
So this is the bhajan dedicated to Arunachala Shiva is what we will be learning today. And like always, let us first get familiar with the lyrics and then we will learn the tune, the raga, the beat and also the meaning of its every word being explained to us by the composer of this bhajan. You will hear Brother T.V. Hariharan, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who was divinely inspired to share this bhajan with all Sai devotees. So all that is coming up towards the end of the program. For the moment, let's first learn the lyrics properly and learn to sing this bhajan flawlessly. So here are the words that make this bhajan.
Arunachala Shiva, அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருண சிவா. அக்ஷய லிங்க, ஆத்ம லிங்க, தேஜோமய விக்ரஹ லிங்க, இஹ பர சுகதாயக, ஈஷா இஹ பர சுகதாயக.
Now that we know the lyrics, let us sing. You will hear Brother Ravi Kumar teaching us how to sing this bhajan line after line. Brother Anirudh will follow Ravi Kumar, and let us also join Anirudh and sing this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C sharp pancham. அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருண சிவா.
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 அக்ஷயலிங்கா ஆத்மலிங்கா,
அக்ஷயலிங்கா ஆத்மலிங்கா,
அக்ஷயலிங்கா ஆத்மலிங்கா,
அக்ஷயலிங்கா ஆத்மலிங்கா,
தேஜோமய விக்ரஹலிங்கா,
தேஜோமய விக்ரஹலிங்கா,
தேஜோமய விக்ரஹலிங்கா,
தேஜோமய விக்ரஹலிங்கா,
இஹ பர சுகதாயகா, ஈஷா இஹ பர சுகதாயகா,
இஹ பர சுகதாயகா, ஈஷா இஹ பர சுகதாயகா,
இஹ பர சுகதாயகா சாயி, இஹ பர சுகதாயகா,
இஹ பர சுகதாயகா சாயி, இஹ பர சுகதாயகா.
ஓம் நம சிவாய சிவாய நம,
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 ஓம் நம சிவாய சிவாய நம.
அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருணாச்சல சிவ, அருண சிவா.
So that is how this beautiful Shiva bhajan flows
And now, let us learn a little more about what makes this bhajan so beautiful. So tell us, Aniruddha, what is the raga behind this composition?
Saram Vishu, this bhajan is in the rag jog. It's a Hindustani raga.
Sa ga ma pa ni sa sa ni pa ma ga ma ga sa.
So these are the notes in this raga. In the arohana you have
sa ga ga is shuddh ga, major. Ma pa ni.
Ni is shuddh ni, ni to.
Sa ni.
Ni is komal ni, ni yes. One.
Pa ma ga.
Ga is shuddh ga here.
Ga ma ga.
This ga is komal ga.
Okay.
So you have the beautiful play of both the gas.
Ga ma ga sa.
So this is jog.
Wonderful.
It's a beautiful, melodious composition. Where
very flowy.
I don't know how to express it actually.
Okay. So maybe you should express it through music. Why don't you do an alap on
this? Yeah, sure.
I think everybody can appreciate all that you expressed in the form of the alap in this raga once they get down to every line of the bhajan and we do the swaras.
Yeah, definitely.
It will become more clear for us.
Yeah. And when I was doing the alap, I was reminded of the beautiful bhajan in this raga. One more bhajan.
Gajamukha, gajamukha, gananatha.
The feel is same.
Okay.
Or across these two bhajans. Also you have
Samba Sada Shiva Saishwara.
Yes, another lovely Shiva bhajan.
And if you see the Carnatic music point of view, you have not exactly the Carnatic equivalent. Many ragas similar to this feel is Nattai, Chalanattai, Gambhira Nattai. There are so many Nattai raga families.
Okay.
So like you can find
Mahaganapatim Manasasmarami.
Similar to the feel of
Gajamukha, Gajamukha,
yes.
And Arunachala Shiva.
Yes, so let's move on with Arunachala Shiva. Tell us the swaras for every line. Arvind Sai is here. We'll follow the swaras after each line.
Definitely.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. Aruna Shiva. Pa 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 ma pa ma ga, ga ma ni pa ma ga, ga ga pa ma ga ga sa sa, sa sa ga ni sa. Pa 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 ma pa ma ga, ga ma ni pa ma ga. Ga ga pa ma ga ga sa sa, sa sa ga ni sa. Akshaya linga, Atma linga, sa sa ni sa pa pa ni sa ga ni sa sa
sa sa ni sa pa pa ni sa ga ni sa sa
tejomaya vigrahalinga sa sa ma ga sa ga sa ni 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 sa sa ni sa ga ga sa ni pa
sa sa ma ga sa ga sa ni 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 sa sa ni sa ga ga sa ni pa
iha par sukhadayaka isha iha par sukhadayaka Sagani sapani mama ma ga pa ga ga ma pa ga ma ni sa
Sagani sapani mama ma ga pa ga ga ma pa ga ma ni sa
In the second time we sing a variation.
Yes,
the variation is in the lyrics also. The first time it is
Isha Iha Par.
The second time we sing
Sai.
That's the variation.
Iha Par Sukhadayaka Sai. Iha Par Sukhadayaka Sagani Sapani Ma 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 Gama pani pani pamaga gaga ma pagama ni sa
saga ni sa pani ma 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 gama pani pani pamaga gaga ma pagama ni sa
In the third speed we generally sing this Om Namah Shivaya.
Yes,
so we'll discuss the swaras for that.
Yeah, sure.
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namah Pa 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 ma pa pa ma pa ma ga ma ni pa.
I'm sure this is not the correct speed. We'll be singing in...
Yeah, generally it's faster.
Yeah, it's much, much more faster.
Yeah.
So for learning sake, we'll be singing in this speed.
Yes.
Pa 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 ma pa pa Ma pa ma ga ma ni pa
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namah Ni 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 pa ni ni pa ni pa ma pa sa ni
Ni ni ni pa ni ni pa ni pa ma pa sa ni
Om Namah Shivaya Shivaya Namah Sa 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 ni sa sa ni sa ni pa ni ga sa
Sa sa sa ni sa sa ni sa ni pa ni ga sa
I think that was really beautiful. So let us move on to the beat, Anirudh.
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat.
Yeah.
Adi Talam, normal 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. Aruna Shiva
Aruna Chala Shiva Aruna Chala Shiva Aruna Chala Shiva Aruna Shiva
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arun Sai.
Thank you, Vishu. Sairam.
Sairam. So we are now done with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the beat of this bhajan. It's time to move on to the vital aspect of the bhava of this bhajan. And bhava is so important, even more important than the technicalities of raga and tala. And to imbibe the correct bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And for this, we have the composer himself telling us the deep meaning associated with every word of this bhajan and what inspired him, what happened in his heart and mind which resulted in such a beautiful musical offering to the Lord. So let us hear the story of the composition of this bhajan from Mr. T.V. Hariharan.
I would like to share the experience of Arunachala Shiva, which are sung so beautifully by students.
Yes.
And devotees all over the world, they sing this bhajan. Wherever I go, sometime in YouTube I see, I found so many people are singing many bhajans, but this Arunachala Shiva, I would like to share.
Sure, sir.
So happened in 2001, I was going to Arunachaleshwara temple in Tamil Nadu, Trivannamalai. That is supposed to be the Dakshina Kailasha. And that Arunachala place is supposed to be the place of residence of all Siddha Purushas. That is, some of them in physical body, some of them in astral body, whom we cannot see. But anyone who visits there, they can feel the vibration. Since we are from Prashantilayam, abode of God, any such place when we visit, we are immediately hit by the power and silence of that place. I happened to go with two more friends of mine. I went to Trivannamalai, went to Pondicherry, came back to Trivannamalai, stayed there for 3 days. Maximum time when I travel alone with no family around, I would like to maintain silence. Because in our lives we have talked so much. We keep doing so many things, use our mouth and then keep chatting something or the other. So generally such places I try to maintain silence. So that silence shook me actually. That actually took Vishwarupam in me. After staying for 3 days, I was leaving with my friends in car. So when I was returning, my heart said, don't leave this place. Mm-hmm. Be here. Enjoy the silence. Don't go away to Bangalore, to the din and bustle of that Bangalore city. Why don't you sit here? But other aspect says, no, you are a married man. You have duty to perform. You can just sit and keep quiet here forever. You have duty. Duty is God. That's what Swami says, you go. So, with no heart, turning, looking at the Arunachaleshwara hill, from the car I'm turning and looking at that hill, and I'm going away towards Bangalore. But looking at that, I could visualize, because that hill in Satyuga, Lord Shiva took the form of fire, yes. Agnilinga.
According to the Puranas.
Yeah, according to Puranas. The competition between Brahma and Vishnu, who will find the head or the toe or the greatest person. Vishnu took Varaha avatar, went down, 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 and he couldn't find the feet of Lord Shiva. Because he stood as Adi Madhya Antarahita. He stood like that, so he couldn't. Brahma also couldn't find the head. But what happened? Shiva's
Adi Madhya Antarahita means the one without a beginning and end?
End. There is no beginning. No middle, no end for him.
Yes. Adi is beginning, ant is end and madhya.
Adi madhyanta rahita. Yes.
Middle. There is
middle also.
There is no middle also.
When there is no beginning, there is no end. There cannot be middle also. That's why we say Adi madhyanta rahita.
Wonderful.
So, this way Brahma was going, he found a flower from Shiva's, it fell down. So, Brahma took the flower and he tells the flower, see, I will tell Lord Shiva that I took it from his head. You have to say yes. But Vishnu finds no feet of Lord Shiva. He comes with all humility. Shiva took normal form. After taking that normal form, Brahma told, see, I have taken the flower from your head. Then Lord Shiva told, being God, you are telling a lie. That doesn't befit God. See, it's not human beings are like that. Even according to mythology, gods are not spared because they are with their ego of telling, yes, I have done that. This I have done business, where it leads, this story says. Shiva told that flower, you will be never used for worship henceforth in this planet earth. Until today that flower we call in Tamil Thalambu, I don't know in English. It's not used for worship of Lord Shiva or any god for that matter. And Brahma, since he told lie, Shiva told, no human will worship you as God henceforth. So that's why no temple, maybe except one temple in India for Brahma. from.
Even though he is adored as creator.
Creator, no temple.
But there is no temple for him.
Because that small aspect of ego, that small aspect of life. So when this is smallest aspect, even a god can be pushed down. We don't have to know about human beings.
Yes.
So how much, that's why whenever I thought about Swami, one composition, somebody gave the wording, but I was in, bahut kiye hain paap aur prashta, kitne kiye hain logon ki ninda, phir bhi hame sharn mein liya, sharn mein liya, sharn mein liya. Kaise bataye hum kitne danya, kaise bataye bhagya hamare. How much ever we have done not so right just things in this world, still Swami has taken his at his lotus feet because he is compassionate. Here this Brahma is out of godly kingdom and Vishnu says, Shiva, I couldn't find your padam. I'm sorry, he says. Shiva says, since you are with utter humility, you will be greatest of all gods. That humility, in Swami also, we all must have experienced students and devotees. Swami is utter humble. You say anything, he will listen to you. He won't interfere with you. Then finally he will say something. But otherwise if he thinks that you will be sort of moved, so he will just accept your view. He won't even change your view. So that was the thinking, this song. Then I only imagined him standing as Agnilinga, and you all know Arunachala Shiva means it is always, that word comes like this. No harmony was there. I was traveling in the car. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva. Aruna Achala Shiva. Aruna is red color. Achalam, because mountain doesn't move. Another thing is wisdom, enlightenment. Aruna stands for red. Red stands for enlightenment. Once you are enlightened, you won't move at all. You become auspicious. Aruna Achala Shiva. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva. That's why Shiva is called Arunachala. Because he illumines everyone's heart. He illumines everyone's intellect. And he gives that auspiciousness. That's why Arunachala Shiva. So that wording comes like that. Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva. How did he stand? Akshayalinga, Atmalinga. He stood as Akshayalinga. With no beginning, no end, he stood.
Yes.
So I could see that darshan of Akshayalinga. Where can I see you? Atmalinga.
Oh, amazing.
Externally, you cannot visualize the grandeur. You have stood like that. But now where can I find you? Atmalinga. How did you stand for Brahma and Vishnu?
Tejomaya Vigrahalinga.
You stood as Tejomaya Vigrahalinga. Effulgent form you stood. Tejomaya Vigrahalinga. What do you do for devotees?
Iha parasukadayaka Esha Iha parasukadayaka.
You take care in this world and the other world also.
You
give that joy and bliss to everyone. So second time, we only know Sai. So,
Iha parasukadayaka Sai, Iha parasukadayaka.
Amazing.
These words, one by one it flows. That's why I always say we cannot do anything, because the words and tune, when it flows, when you are lost in the thought of that divinity which is immeasurable. Now I say my experiences with Swami, I can talk about that for a year. You can talk about it for a year. Like that, millions of devotees can talk about their experiences for years together. But all these things put together cannot define Swami, because he is much beyond that.
Exactly.
That is why he is Akshayalinga. Kshayam is which has got end, which has got limitations.
Yes.
Here no limitations. That's what we have experienced with Swami. That is what experienced by Brahma and Vishnu also on Lord Shiva. That's why Akshayalinga. Now when we are in silent, in Thiruvannamalai, Arunachaleshwara place, in silent you feel you are one with Him. Here when you see Swami in front of you, He sees Him. Did anyone realize what is Swami's physical light when Swami stand in front of them? No. Okay, did they realize Swami is standing in front of them? No. Did they realize at least they are sitting in front of Swami? No. Because there is no two, it is only one. So no, there is no personal identity. So we lost ourselves in bliss when we see Swami. So that time we see that Akshayam, there is no end. Each one of, suddenly somebody asks, what did Swami talk to you? You cannot tell immediately. Then later you will think and you will forget off, like Bhavanjali explanation. We will forget off.
Yes.
That day what Swami talked, he saw the cover, he asked about everyone. So many things he asked about. We will forget. Suddenly we will remember. When Swami is talking to us, because He is immeasurable. So we try to catch a small glimpse out of that. But He is immeasurable. That's why Akshayalinga, Atmalinga, Tejomaya Vigrahalinga, Iha Parashukra. This is not in any bhajan. That's why we cannot compose. These type of words are not normal.
Absolutely, sir. It is not normal.
Normal at all, because never we have used. So bhajan should have come, some Krishna, Rama or Shiva, something should have come. Instead, why these things come? If we think about it, then we know that we don't want that.
Exactly.
Because easily we will know that it is the work of Swami to tell people. When you understand that He is in you and me, what He does is He gives all sukhas.
That is,
gives you all the bliss. And that is what we are enjoying today. None of us can ever complain, no sir, today whole day was a very bad day. We cannot. Because morning you do Omkaram, Subrapatam, then after that you go sit and sing bhajan in Prashanalayam. It is blissful. After that you do your work. Still you are involved with Swami's work. You are not out of Swami's work. Evening again bhajan. Night again you are talking on Swami. Night you sleep, sapne mein aao Shyam Murari. That's all.
Absolutely.
Even in dream we can only have Him. Because day and night the thoughts are pinpointed around Him. There is no other thought can ever protrude this and cross this, because He has established Himself as Atmalinga in ourself.
That is really amazing.
Yes.
The way you mentioned Akshayalingam and next word is Atmalingam.
Oh.
And I think that is so profound. I mean, it's Swami is doing, in the sense that He is saying He is the infinite one, but at the same time,
He is in you.
He is in you.
Yeah,
don't look for Him outside.
Not contained and can be contained also, like
yes.
Yashoda tied Krishna.
Yes.
With love. So, with love when we tie, yes. Yes, my Atma is that.
Very beautifully Vivekananda says, in whom is the soul, who is in the soul, and who is the soul.
Who is the soul? True. That is the meaning. Because Akshayalingam, yes. It is, you know, who is the soul?
Amazing.
And He is in the soul is Atmalinga.
Exactly.
That's what. So, true. That is a beautiful explanation for this statement. Vivekananda, Swami Vivekananda's statement holds good for these two words also. Akshayalinga and Atmalinga. That is the thing.
Amazing.
That's how, like this only.
So that was T.V. Hariharan, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who joined his college way back in the 70s and has been gifted by Bhagwan musically with tremendous talent and has been blessed to compose many beautiful bhajans dedicated to Bhagwan. Now that we have heard the story behind this bhajan in quite a good amount of detail from Brother Hariharan, let us dwell on the meaning of each word of this bhajan a little more and ruminate on it in the light of what Bhagwan has said. So let's take the first line.
Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva.
Here Arunachala refers to Lord Shiva, who is worshipped as Arunachaleshwara in Thiruvannamalai, a spiritual temple town located in South India. The word Arunachala comes from Aruna and Achala. Aruna means red, Achala means steady and unmoving. Aruna also means the ultimate wisdom. In South India, there are 5 temples dedicated to Lord Shiva, which are called the Pancha Bhuta Sthalas, each shrine representing one of the 5 elements, fire, water, air, earth and ether. And of these five temples, in Tiruvannamalai is located the sacred spot that corresponds to fire, and it is called a Tejasthala because Lord Shiva showed himself as a column of fire in this sacred space. We heard Brother Hariharan explain to us the story behind Tiruvannamalai. In fact, it is said that Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu requested Lord Shiva, "Please do not let this pillar of fire disappear. Leave us a sign that you are with humanity. For all generations to come, let everyone be reminded that you are with them." And that is the reason why the pillar of fire cooled down into the Mount Arunachala. It is also said that in the first yuga, in the Krita Yuga, it was a pillar of fire, and in the second yuga, it became a mountain of gems of sapphire. In the third yuga, it became a mountain of gold, and in the present Kali Yuga, it has become a mountain of rock. Therefore, the mountain itself is the actual presence of Lord Shiva. A common saying in Tiruvannamalai is that in Kailasha, Lord Shiva sits on Mount Kailasha, whereas in Tiruvannamalai, Lord Shiva is the mountain itself. During the Shivratri discourse of 1973, Swami elaborated on the name Shiva and said, "Shiva means all graciousness, ever auspicious, and that is the reason why the epithet Shri, which indicates these qualities, is not added to the name Shiva, Shankara, Ishvara. It is added only to the name of avatars, because when God takes a perishable body, then to distinguish that body from other humans, the epithet Shri is needed. But Shiva himself is eternally gracious, eternally auspicious. That is why the epithet of Shri is superfluous. So there is no Sri Shiva or Sri Shankara. It is Sri Rama, Sri Krishna, but Shiva is just Shiva, because Shiva is complete. Shiva is all auspicious, ever gracious. So in this line, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Arunachala Shiva, Aruna Shiva, we adore the Supreme Lord who chose to reveal His divinity in the form of the sacred hill of Tiruvannamalai, and who is the very embodiment of wisdom, the Divine Master who is the source of all goodness and all auspiciousness in our lives. Let's move on to the second line.
Akshayalinga Atmalinga.
Here Akshaya can be split into A meaning no, and Kshaya means perishable. So Akshaya means that which does not perish, that which is unlimited and vast, that which is without a beginning or end. And Atmalinga, the last phrase, Atma refers to the unmanifest self, and Linga is the form symbol of God. During the occasion of Shivratri in 1969, February, Bhagwan said, "Just as Om is the sound symbol of God, the Linga is the form symbol or the visible symbol of God. It is the most meaningful, the simplest and the least endowed with the appendages of attributes. Lingam means that in which this Jagat or this world attains Layam or mergence, that is Liyate, Gamyate, Iti Linga. All the forms merge in the formless. In the end, all the forms merge in the formless. Shiva is the principle of the destruction of all names and forms of all entities and individuals, and Linga is the simplest sign of this emergence and mergence." Bhagwan further explained that Atmalingam or Jyotilingam is the symbol of the supreme light of the Atma, and it proves that divinity is in everyone. In fact, to illustrate this, during Mahashivratri 1974, Bhagwan brought forth an Atmalingam in which a divine jyoti or a flame was seen inside, changing colors. So in this line, we bow down to the infinite and boundless Lord who stood as a column of fire, but at the same time exists as the Atmalinga, as the supreme self within each one of us. Let's move on to the third line.
Tejomaya Vigrahalinga.
Tejomaya means full of brilliance. Vigraha means form. So in this line, we salute the Lord who dazzled in his brilliant form as the column of fire. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Iha para sukhadayaka, Isha, Iha para sukhadayaka.
Iha means of this world, para means beyond this world, sukha is joy or bliss, dayaka, one who confers, Isha, Lord or Master. There's a very profound meaning conveyed in this line, and let me illustrate this with the story of Mr. Ruko Hira, Sai devotee from Japan, and within the Satya Sai organization he has served as the overseas chairman of Zone B, which spans across Asia, Middle East and Africa, covering a total of 80 countries. Despite his conscious effort to maintain a low profile, this spiritual seeker is also one of the most influential Indians around the world. His vast business empire and commitment to philanthropy extend across continents. And today he says, in retrospect, each of my 15,000 days since I came to know about Swami has been fascinating. They have revealed to me the infinite power of Swami's grace. This is what he says. He has indeed learned to spiritualize everything, and he spiritualizes everything that he does, even in his business. In fact, apart from experiencing his leelas in a myriad ways, as time went on, Mr. Hira also experienced tremendous success in his business too. In fact, his success in business is amply evident from the fact that he was conferred the prestigious Pravasi Bharatiya Samman, which is an award by the Government of India in 2010, given to distinguished persons of Indian origin. So not only did Bhagwan give him worldly success, but also transformed his life and initiated him onto the spiritual path. That is how the Lord always takes care of Iha and Para. Hence, when we sing this line, we offer our obeisance to the Divine Lord who grants us joy and success and prosperity not only in this world, but beyond too. After these lines, the bhajan moves on to the third speed, and that is when the line Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om is sung in three variations of tune.
Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om. Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah Om.
As we know, Om refers to the primordial sound from which the entire creation emerged. During his birthday discourse of 1966, Bhagwan said, Om is the sound of the movement of the stars in the firmament. It is the sound that manifested when the dawn of creative will stirred the nirakara or the attributeless into activity. Every little disturbance of equilibrium produces sound, however minute it may be. The meeting of the eyelids when the eye winks results in sound. There are faint sounds all around which no ear can hear. So there is sound all over. When the elements originated and creation happened, the sound Om was produced, and that sound is the primeval sound. And Namah Shivaya is the sacred Panchakshari or the five-syllable mantra that is used to adore Lord Shiva. Namaha means I bow down to. Thus Namah Shivaya means I pay my obeisance to Lord Shiva. Another interpretation is that Namaha means not mine. So when we chant Namah Shivaya, we say, O Lord, nothing is mine. Everything is yours, O Lord Shiva. We bow down reverentially and repeatedly to the Lord as we sing Om Namah Shivaya, Shivaya Namah. With this, dear listeners, we have attempted to understand to whatever extent we can the meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now let us listen to the Mandir version of this bhajan as it is sung by students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantinilam Mandir.
ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ ಅರುಣ ಶಿವ ಅಕ್ಷಯಲಿಂಗ ಪರ ಸುಖದಾಯಕ ಇಹ ಪರ ಸುಖದಾಯಕ ಸಾಯಿ ಪರ ಸುಖದಾಯಕ ಶಿವಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ ಓಂ ನಮ ಶಿವಾಯ ಶಿವಾಯ ನಮೋ ಅರುಣಾಚಲ ಶಿವ
So that brings us to the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We do hope you enjoyed it. As always, feel free to send us your feedback. You can write to listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. The background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With hearts full of gratitude and prayer, we offer this episode of Bhajan Classroom at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan.
So it's time to conclude this segment of Thursday Life. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Prem and Sai Prakash, my colleagues, are waiting to take over for the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam, the program based on Bhagwan's discourses. So immerse in his message, and in 1 hour from now we'll come back again to his stories and his glories, and we will reflect through the medium of a beautiful, beautiful instrument of the Lord, an enlightened soul who taught us what true love is, what is devotion in its truest essence. We will continue from where we left off, ruminating on the exalted life of Sai Geeta. So that is coming up 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhyasanam. Keep listening. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.